now present The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters, the story of Gary Bennett, playwright, who unexpectedly finds himself the guardian of lovely Evelyn Winters. Ladies, accept Sweetheart Soap's amazing offer today. Discover at absolutely no cost to you how pure, mild Sweetheart Care may help your skin look lovelier. In this offer, we say, let us buy you your first 3 cakes of Sweetheart Soap. Here's all you do. Simply buy 3 cakes of Sweetheart Soap. When you've used them, write a letter telling whether or not you like Sweetheart Soap and enclose the 3 Sweetheart wrappers. We'll send you your purchase price plus postage. Your first 3 cakes of Sweetheart Soap cost you nothing. We make this offer so you can see for yourself how Sweetheart's gentle care may help your skin. How marvelous its beauty advantages for women who want a softer, smoother, more radiant complexion. Please hurry. Mail your letter, together with the 3 Sweetheart wrappers, to Evelyn Winters, Box 878, New York City 8. This introductory offer limited to 1 offer of 3 cakes per family. Today, while this offer holds, get Sweetheart, the soap that agrees with your skin. Now, The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. The story in which Evelyn is in love with her guardian, Gary Bennett, and Gary believes he's too old for her. Do you think 15 years too great a difference for marriage? Valerie Winters climbed the stairs of Evelyn Winters' house on New York's Beekman Place, and uneasiness was like a sharp stick pushing against her back, making her want to turn quickly to see what was behind her. What had been the matter with Evelyn? Why had the girl seemed tense, distracted? Valerie's entrance into the upstairs room she shares with her supposed mother, Biddy Bridewell, is anything but gentle, and the older woman leaps.
Good heavens!
Oh, sorry, Biddy.
Sorry, she says. Sorry. Valerie, what are you going to do about the 10 years of life you just cost me? Well, you should know better than anybody else that my nerves aren't conditioned to have somebody creep up on me. Lovey, don't do that.
I wasn't thinking. Or rather, I was thinking, but not about you.
Look at me. Just look at my handshake.
Biddy, something's up.
If you mean my blood pressure, you...
No. It's a crude expression I hate myself for using, but an expression which says it exactly. I've just been talking to Evelyn. She was watchful.
Watchful? Suspicious?
It could have been suspicion.
Of you, Val? Oh, you underestimate yourself. Charm the birds right out of the trees. That's you. I've seen you do it. Do you remember that old rooster in London? Why, he...
Underestimating is a serious fault, Biddy. Have I been underestimating Evelyn? There's the danger. Does she believe her father married me shortly before he was killed in the war? Does she believe I'm her stepmother? Has she believed any of this? That you're my mother, that I have a widow's claim to a share of the estate her father left her? Any of it?
Well, since it's all a pack of lies...
But lies which have been presented so well that they seem more true than truth itself. She was holding her breath. Fairly standing on tiptoe, Biddy, and still trying to appear perfectly casual.
That isn't easy.
It wasn't for her. For me, yes, since I've had infinitely more practice. I live on quicksand, and have, I flatter myself, perfected the trick of looking quite at home there. Evelyn has a lot to learn about thinking dark thoughts and covering them with a bright smile.
So, something's up.
I'm afraid it is.
Shall we leave with the fire escape?
Oh. Certainly not. Take more than a girl's suspicion to deprive me of my widow's claim. Evelyn has more than she needs. Why shouldn't she share it?
I'm willing. Just open her purse and tell me where to dip in. Well, you must have imagined something was wrong with Evelyn. If she knew anything, she'd send for her guardian, Gary Bennett, who would promptly toss you and me out of this house and into the East River.
I didn't say she knew anything, Biddy. I said her manner was upsetting. Practice of fraud livens one's sensibilities, sharpens them so that they point out the shallow places where the rocks are. We've got to keep clear of the rocks, Mother, and in the deep water where it's safe to sail.
Well, don't get us out where it's so deep, lovey, that we drown. You wouldn't do that to your poor old mother, would you?
Not if it meant doing the same thing to myself at the same time.
Bless you. That's what I like to hear. You take good care of yourself, Val, and that'll take good care of me, since I'll be hanging onto your apron strings. Will you have a nightcap?
No, thanks. And neither will you, Biddy.
Oh, Valerie.
Unless, of course, dear, you're talking about the kind of nightcap that would look sweet perched atop your head.
I wouldn't be caught dead in one of them. Honestly, Val, sometimes you make me very cross. Are you going to bed?
Not quite yet. No.
Well, I am. You deprive me of anything else to do.
Meanwhile, downstairs in the living room, Kirk Larsen, Valerie's cousin, releases Evelyn's hand. His brown eyes, ordinarily clear, are clouded and uncertain.
Evelyn, have you ever been mixed up?
Yes, I have been, Kirk, often. You mixed me up tonight, just a few minutes ago. I saw you standing out there on the steps while I was talking to Valerie, and I waited and waited for you to ring the bell. I didn't know whether to open the door or whether to tell her you were there or what.
I didn't want to see Valerie. It'd be all right with me if I never saw her again.
Why, Kirk?
I guess it would anyhow. I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything, Evelyn. Of you or me or anybody or anything. You go along for 25 years and you do things and you think things. You get your pattern of life and then all of a sudden something picks you up and turns you around and you're walking down a street you never walked down before. And nothing's familiar or real to you. Do you understand that, Evelyn?
Well, it would help if I knew what it was that picked you up and turned you around.
Evelyn, could you love me? Could you be in love with me?
Kirk, how can I say yes or no to that? How could anybody? You're attractive, but Kirk, I don't know you, and love comes with knowing, doesn't it?
Well, do you think you could be in love with me? If you do, if you think you could, I'll get out of this house and never come back.
Oh, are you here, Kirk?
What? Oh, Valerie.
I didn't hear you ring the doorbell, Kirk.
I didn't ring it.
No, don't get up, Kirk. And don't let me disturb you. I came down to get a glass of hot milk for Mother. She's having difficulty falling asleep.
I don't doubt that at all.
I hope you've scolded him for last night, Evelyn. I hope you've told him how impolite it is to accept a dinner invitation and then never arrive for dinner, never call to explain or apologize. Have you?
No, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, Valerie. He must have a conscience.
Yeah, that's me. Barefoot boy with conscience. Isn't it, Valerie?
A conscience is like sugar, dear. The system must have a certain amount of it, but an oversupply leads to all sorts of unpleasant things. Why Bud Wilson, Kirk?
Why Bud Wilson?
Yes, you spent last evening with him rather than here with the three ladies who mourned you all through dinner. What can you have in common with a man who directs plays?
Probably not the same thing you have in common with a man who writes them, Valerie.
Touché, she cried, and fell mortally wounded. Good night, Kirk. We're always glad to have you, even when you stand outside on the steps and don't ring the doorbell. That's why you looked so strange, isn't it, Evelyn, while we were talking?
I didn't know I looked strange, Valerie. Shall I get the milk for you?
Milk? No, thank you. When you come upstairs, stop in and say goodnight to me, will you? You know, I like being a mother, even if it must be a stepmother. It's important to me. Extremely important, Kirk. You realize that, don't you?
Sure, Valerie. Sure, I realize it.
Much, I suppose, as your mother felt about you. Good night. I'll try not to disrupt Maggie's kitchen, Evelyn.
That doesn't matter, Valerie. It's funny, Kirk. At first I could... Kirk, where are you? Oh, my goodness, a girl can't look away for a second with you, can she? Now, what do you see out the window?
Nothing out the window. Myself in the window. Evelyn, I'm going. It's getting late.
It's only 11 o'clock.
Well, what's early for some is late for others, and that's late for me. Maybe too late.
You came here to say something, didn't you, Kirk? Are you in trouble?
Yes.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes. You can tell me to stay away from you. Tell me, Evelyn, and it might help. I don't think I can do it alone. Oh, for Pete's sake. Good night. I'll phone you, Evelyn. Good night.
Oh, Kirk, wait a minute, please. Would you like to go to a party tonight? Arlene Prince, Gary Bennett's publicity manager, invited me, and she said to bring you.
No, thanks.
Well, Kirk, wait, please.
Good night, Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn.
Fowry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I style you? Evelyn, I can't find a pan to heat the milk in. I've opened cupboard doors and unearthed all kinds of dishes and gigantic double boilers and odd-looking contraptions. But finding just a simple pan for the milk is beyond me.
I'll show you where there's one, Valerie.
Thank you.
That's simple. But Kirk certainly isn't.
All men are simple, Evelyn. Once you have the right key, that's all it takes. Just the right key.
You say that as if you know, Valerie.
Oh, I do. It can be pride or vanity or ambition or fear, any number of things. One major characteristic that's the key to his actions.
And Kirk, what's the key to him?
Why, my dear child, love. As my mother would say, L-U-V, love.
Maggie's kitchen is a gleaming, severe background for Valerie. Some women are never complimented by a kitchen, and Evelyn can see that her stepmother is one of them. For a moment, Evelyn looks at her, feeling acutely a sense of unfamiliarity, feeling dissatisfied with Valerie's answer about Kirk. And then she sets busily about preparing a glass of hot milk for an old lady who long since has been snoring. Ladies rush to accept Sweetheart Soap's amazing introductory offer. Just think, in this offer, the makers of Sweetheart Soap say, let us buy you your first three cakes of Sweetheart Soap at absolutely no cost to you. We make this offer so you can discover how Sweetheart's beauty care may help your skin look lovelier, how it leaves your complexion fresh, glowing, more radiant. Here are full details of this sensational offer. You simply buy three cakes of Sweetheart Soap at your neighborhood store. Then, after you've used all three cakes, write us a letter telling whether or not you like Sweetheart Soap. Enclose the three Sweetheart wrappers. We'll send you your purchase price plus postage. Your first three cakes of Sweetheart Soap cost you absolutely nothing. This is no ordinary money-back offer. Whether you like Sweetheart Soap or not, either way, we will send you your purchase price plus postage. This unusual introductory offer must be limited to one offer per family. That's one offer of three cakes per family, no more. Mail your letter and three Sweetheart wrappers to Evelyn Winters, Box 878, New York City 8. Get Sweetheart Soap, the soap that agrees with your skin. Be sure to listen tomorrow to the next chapter of The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters. Until then, this is Dick Dunham saying goodbye for Sweetheart Soap, the soap that agrees with your skin.
Now, all you women who want to wash your summer white clothes dazzling white, let's clear up this confusion about new bluing flakes. Here's what housewives themselves said in a recent nationwide survey.
8 out of 10 women who use Blue White, B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E, said they prefer it to anything else they ever tried.
Yes, that's what the actual housewives said. They preferred Blue White to any cube bluing, any liquid bluing, any other flake bluing.
And here's why we women prefer Blue White. These revolutionary new blue flakes contain just the right combination of a special formula of bluing and pure mild soap flakes. They work right with your regular soap to blue and wash at the same time. No extra bluing rinse, no spots or streaks. It's just what you want for summer clothes. Washable colors come out sparkling bright, summer white clothes dazzling white.
When you buy flake bluing, change to the brand women prefer. Insist on Blue White. B-L-U-W-H-I-T-E.
The Strange Romance of Evelyn Winters will be on the air at this same time tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.